bit more. Yeah. Yeah, start the third parak here. The third parak. So the Mishnah. Bechol ma'arvin. You're allowed to make an eruvin from anything. So Rashi learns Bechol ma'arvin means eruvin chatzer resut chumin. The case again where you have the four mechitzes. Just few people are living here. So they ask the one and the other. You have to make a eruv chatzeris. That means all the people living there put some food into somebody's house. That's called the eruv chatzeris. And then everybody's allowed to carry from their house into the other person's house, into the backyard. Who are the nutchumen? Eruv tchumen means where you're only allowed to walk alpayamama out of the city. You can only walk 2,000 amas out of the city. Let's say you want to walk further than that on Shabbos. So the eitzur is before Shabbos, you put some food outside the city by the Alpayimama, and it's considered as if you're living there at the beginning of Shabbos, so you're kind of shvisa there, so from there you could walk further another Alpayimama. But you have to put something down there, some mazon, some food, that's considered the person goes after where his food is. So what do you have to put down there to make these two ervin? The Mishnah says, v'chol marvin, any type of food you want, you could use to make an eruv chatzeris and eruv tchumen. This is Rashi Shita. A Taisa doesn't like that. Top Taisa says, v'chol marvin, pierce v'kuntris, eruv chatzeris tchumen, v'yenirah, the eruv chatzeris bina pas. Because to make an eruv chatzeris, we hold later, you need dafka bread. L'kula yam perikadar. V'chol hai pirka mulchadari betchumen. Therefore, Torah learns our Mishnah only means eruve tchumen, where you want to be able to walk out of the city another paimama before Shabbos. You can put any type of food down there, but when we make an eruve chaseris, you bedafka have to use bread like we do. Our Rashi learns none of that. Right? We'll see the sugi is laid in the Gemara what the machlokes is. But Rashi learns even eruve chaseris is a man diyam that holds for anything you could do. So b'chor marvin, any type of food you can live put for eruve chaseris or for tchumen. Who are dinu mishtatfin? Who are dinu Rashi said b'movi? A movi means you have the alleyway that if you chatzchotzers open up into the movi, you want to be able to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer, you have to make a shtufim of voice. Also, you collect food from everybody. You can collect anything. Chutz min ha-maim min ha-melech. A chutz from water and salt that you can't use. These two things are not good for an Erev. So Rashi, the lav midi de mozenhein. These are not things that fill you up. Now, the time of the Erev, what's the svara where we could make an Eruv chatzeris? Mishum de daitoi v'dirosei b'mokim azoynoisav. A person thinks and lives where his food is. That's a zikadira. Who? Now, v'chivin shenos nukol b'nei ha-chotzer. K'dei mizoynim b'ayisechon. If all the people from the chotzer put their food in one person's house, nase kilukulon darim b'toichoi. It's as if everybody is living in this one house. V'nimtsa kulon rishus achas. It's considered like everybody is living in one house, so there's only one owner to this house and to the chotzer, therefore you're allowed to carry from your house into the chotzer. So the eruv chatzeris means you're mixing everybody up and putting them into one chotzer. How do you do that? If everybody has their food at one place, it looks like you're living there. V'chein b'eruv tchum, the same svar as by eruv tchumin. Nase kimi sheshochav sham. If you put your food outside the city, the paimama, it's as if you're living there where your food is. Umishom, from the place where your food is, yeshtoy alpayimama l'choruach. You're allowed to walk another alpayimama. Because as if at the beginning of Shabbos, a person is living where his food is. So since you have your food outside alpayimama, obliged like you're living there, and from there you could go another alpayimama. Hilkach, dover mozen bin. You need something that satisfies you, that fills you up a little bit. That's called the mazoina of a person. Mashenkein, water and salt doesn't fill you, it doesn't satisfy you. You can't make an erevin with water and salt. Right? The same type of locher is v'akol nikach pekesav meiser. If you have meiser sheni, the locher is in place in Eretz Yisrael. You have meiser sheni. The din is you can't eat it only in Yerushalayim. Let's say you have 100 pounds of apples. So the answer is you paid the apples onto money and you get your $100. And you take the $100 to Yerushalayim, and in Yerushalayim you have to again buy food with this money, and eat the food in Yerushalayim. Now what can you buy with the money of Maisa Sheni? V'akrel nikach, any type of food you want, you could buy with the money you have of Maisa Sheni. Chutz min ha-maim min ha-melech. Again, a chutz from water and salt that you can't buy. It's not something that's mazon, it doesn't fill you up, you can't buy it. Rashi, v'kesav maitse, b'toich v'yishlayim, k'shu moitzil sarech macholoi, k'desiv v'nasata kesav b'chol ha-shatav v'nafshecho, the money in Yerushalayim you have to buy food with, chutz v'namayim v'melech, the Gemara Meforash time of life pay m'prihu, it's not called the pre-m'pri with Ashram Sukim, that with the money of Maitse Sheni, when you come to Yerushalayim you have to buy Paris. Weiter, ha'noidim min ha'mozen. Let's say somebody made a neder. I'm not going to have anor from any food that's made and that fills me up. Here's the halacha, mutter b'mayim u'melech. That's where the gears should be always. B'mayim u'melech. You're allowed to drink water and allowed to take salt. That's not something that fills you up. Ma'arvin now le'nozer b'yayin. Let's say you have a nozer, and he wants to make an eruv etchumim. He wants to be able to walk outside the city. So he has to leave some food outside. Let's say a nozer leaves yayin. So Hur and Svari say it's no good, because since a nozer is not allowed to drink the yayin, it's not cold food for him. So the Mishnah, no. Yayin is good for nozer. Marvin le nozer b'yayin. Uli Yisrael b'truma. Who within of Yisrael has truma? That Yisrael himself cannot eat this truma. Only the kohen is not eat it. Still it's cold food, and the erev is chal. Sumcha Simon no, v'chulin. Sumcha says no. Davka chulin you have to use. The Yisrael cannot make an Erev with truma. Since the Yisrael cannot eat it, it's not good for his Erev. Only chulin you could use. So Rashi, marvel and nozer, Eruv et chumin. Shalom, why does Rashi skip? At the beginning Rashi said both the chetzeris and chumin. Here he says davka chumin. But I call upon him a nozer, if he wants to make a Eruv et chumin, that means leave some food outside the city. So we look as if he's living there, he could even do biyayin. Even though he's not going to drink this yayin, somebody else could drink this wine. Since for somebody else it is called food, it does satisfy you. Still the Rabbanan will make it to say it's called a good Eruv B'Tchumen, and you could use it. Since it has the same food, a Kohen could eat it, therefore even Yisrael could use it. You can't leave Truma outside the city. Why? Something you're allowed, that you could eat. Now the Gemara Meforish, my time will appoint Sumchas Ayayin Lanozer. How come Sumchas only said Chulin, Mashma Truma is no good? The Kuri should have also said that a Nozer cannot use wine. Since a Nozer is not allowed to drink wine, he can't make a Rubit Chumim with the wine. That Sumchas doesn't argue with. So Gemara explain why not. Vaitu L'Koyen Bebeis HaPras. So Drash L'Koyen Bebeis HaPras means Stamhi. This goes according to everybody. V'Lav Sumchas Kom Le'Menichan Erubi L'Koyen Bebeis HaPras. Now, it's talking about either a Rubei Chatzeros or a Rubei Tchumen. A Beis HaPras is a mokum where you have a suffix, maybe a mace is buried there. Now, locher is the kohen is not allowed to go up on top of a mace. So, mid Rabbonin, you're not allowed to walk in a Beis HaPras. That's an area where a suffix, maybe there was a kever there. So we're saying, if the kohen leaves before Shabbos to the Rubei Tchumen in a Beis HaPras, it's how the Rubei Tchumen. He's not allowed to walk there, and if he can't walk there on Shabbos, how can you consider him living in a Beis HaPras? Still will make him. So Rashi says, the Torah says, the bottom line, Rashi says, a Beis HaPras, Shapadami, the Sreik of the Rabbonin, who is only a Sufik with the Rabbonin, if there's a Kevah there or not. Or Mutuli Konasai De Nefuach. There is a Chetimtza. If he'll check while he's walking and blow everything on the side to make sure he's not stepping on a bone of a mace, there is a Hetter to walk there. So even though Matkhilu, we don't do it, but the Eved, if he has to walk there, he could walk there, so his Erev is called a good Erev. The kind of Beis HaPras. We have Yehudu, I mean, even a bigger Kiddush. Afilu beveis HaKforos. Afilu, we put his bread, mamish, in the Beis HaKforos. That Alokhir is the Kohen, is also to go into a Beis HaKforos. So how could we consider as if the Kohen is living there, if it's also for him to go there? The Teresism of Neishu Yochol, Lochot, Velelech, Ulyochloid. There's a possibility for the Kohen himself to get inside the Beis HaKforos, teed up the food. How could he do it? If he has the mechitza. Like Rashi says, Lochot lasas mechitza benoya bena kever. Let him make like a box or any type of a mechitza. A wagon. He'll be on top of the wagon. Shelo yayel olov. That he's not on top of the mace. We're going b'shei the teva middle. He's in a box or a basket or a chest. That somebody's carrying him in a box. So the box is underneath him, that's the mechitza between the kever and the kohen. The kohen is allowed to go into the Beis HaKforos. So maybe he can get in there, Yikonei Shema Boidjoim, Biyagolos, or else he can go there, Biyagolos and Wiggins, Im Yirtza, Al Mechazilei. So since there is a Echatimsa, the kohen can get inside the Beis HaKforos, the Rabbanu will make a Lufay Rubit Chumim. That if the kohen has his pass outside the Beis HaKforos before Shabbos, which is exactly Apayim Mamas out of the city, his ladder walk from there further, another Apayim Mamas out of the city. Alright, that's the mission. So the Gemara. Yom Rabbi Yochanan, Ein lemeidin min haklolois, v'yafilu b'mokam shenema boichutz. Even when we have a klal, like in our mission, it says a loshin, v'chol ma'arvin, you can make a ruvei tchumim, a ruvei chetzeres with everything. So when something says everything, it means everything, And even though it says here loshen achutz min amayim min amelech, which the klal should mean exactly everything you can make an erev with. The only thing not is only water and melech. Zot Reb Yechanan, though, it still doesn't mean badafka. It could mean something else also. He's ain lemeidim in a klolus. Even though it says a loshen akol, everything you can make an erev with, it's not true. Not everything. There are some other exceptions that you can't use that type of a food for an erev. And the chiddush is v'yafilu b'mokim shneim b'chutz. Even in a place where it says the word chutz, like in our Mishnah, zechur, you would think it means bedavkum, any type of a food you could use for an eruv chetzeres like Rashi, or according to Tosfos, eruv chumim, the only thing is no good is just water. So I would think the Mishnah mamash means it. Still, no, you can't learn out from the clown. There are other things that also you can't use for an eruv chumim. So Rashi and the meidim in aklolis kol hecha de tanan klal. Even though it says the klal everything, layarminan dafku, we don't say it's bedavka. Diika klal de loy dafim usay. Sometimes it says the klal everything, and it doesn't really mean it. Viika middle del snayu behu klolu. There are certain things that are not included in this klal. Kihanak der minu lekamon, like we'll soon explain. So at the Gemara, mi di koma, since Rabbi Yochanan said a loshin, afilu bimokim shinema by chutz. Even in a place when the klal says the word chutz also, like it says now Mishnah. Now Mishnah says b'chol ma'arvin, and then it says chutz min amayim. So Yechon says even in such a case when it says the word chutz, or except mayim, so then I would think it's really, really true what it says. It means everything, and the only thing no is water. Still Rabbi Yechon says no, it doesn't mean bedavka. There could be other things also you can't use for nerev. Now since he said a loshin, afilu b'mokim shneimah by chutz. Michlal de lav hochi koi. Masha Rabbi Yochanan was not saying his member directly in our Mishnah. As he was talking about someplace else where it says a cloud. It says everything. And he says, you should know, even though it says everything here, it doesn't really mean everything. And Rabbi Yochanan said, not only this case, but even in the case where it says chutz, also it doesn't mean everything. Where is Rabbi Yochanan going on, and which cloud did Rabbi Yochanan say that cloud is not bedavka, it doesn't only mean what it says? And Rabbi Yochanan said, not only in that case, but even in our case, which says the word chutz min amayin, that I would think it really means bedavka, still, it doesn't mean bedavka. So where was Rabbi Yochanan talking about? He's going on the Mishnah in Kedushin. The Mishnah in Kedushin says, kol mitzvah saseh, shazman geromo anoshim chayovim, v'noshim pturis. A mitzvah saseh, that the Torah says a mitzvah, but it's a zman geromo, it's told in a certain zman, it's only a certain zman you could do the mitzvah. The klal is men are mechuyiv and women are potter noshim peturus. V'shaloi hazman gruma. If you have a mitzvah asay that's not tolin as man, you can do the mitzvah asay anytime you want. Stokum or bikecholim, anytime you want, you can do the mitzvah. Is echad noshim the yechad anoshim chayovim. Both men and women are both mechuyiv in the mitzvah. So this is the klal. It says kol mitzvah asay mashma every mitzvah asay. That's a zman gerom is told in a special zman, like tzitzis. Tzitzis is only by yom and not by laila. Therefore, noshim apotim. So tomorrow uklolahu, is that true that you're telling me kol mitzvahs every single mitzvah uklolahu the whole mitzvah saseh zman gerom noshim pturus is that true that noshim apotim for more mitzvah saseh zman gerom harei matzah eshin is the mitzvah matzah on Pesach by night on Tezvov v'nisin tit matzah and noshim amuchuyiv tit matzah. Simcha, there's the mitzvah simcha seregel. To be samachta bechagecha, ato besecha goes even on your wife. So women also have the chiyuv simcha seregel. V'yakehel, there's the mitzvah kahal. That means at the end of Shvius, on Moitzoi Shvius, the first sukkis of the 8th year, the melech has to come and read the sefer Torah Pashas Devarim in front of the kahal, in front of everybody called Klal Yisrael, and even the noshim amchuyiv to go to that mitzvah. The mitzvah saseh shezman gruma, these three mitzvahs, our mitzvahs asay shezman groma, matz is only Pesach by night, simch is only on yontif, and akhel is only once in 8 years. Every 8th year, you're supposed to do it. It's once in seven years, come to that, Jim. Zman gromhu, v'noshim chayovis, and still noshim achayovis. So you see, even though it started off to say, kol mitzvahs asay shezman groma, which is mashm every mitzvah asay, no, there are some mitzvahs that are not included in this klal. Weiter, v'chol mitzvah saseh, shelo yazman gruma, noshim chayovis. Is that klal also true that you're saying every mitzvah that's not tolling in his man, The mitzvah is nogei kesed. Every second you can mekayim that mitzvah. You want to tell me noshim amechuyiv in all those mitzvahs? Hare Talmud Torah. There's a mitzvah Talmud Torah. There's no zman when you could learn. You could learn any time. The mitzvah is shloihas zman grama, and we know noshim apotah from the mitzvah Talmud Torah. By the period of Rivya, the mitzvah to have children, it's only a chiv upon the men and not on the women. A noshim is potter, even though there's no zman for the mitzvah pru-revu. Opinion aben, the mitzvah to be poider ben, you have to have a bechor, the mitzvah to be poider. It's also the mitzvah say, shaloi yazman grama. It's not a mitzvah say, shazman grama. The opinion aben is true, you don't do it for the first 30 days. But from then on, any time you want, you can be poider the ben. So the mitzvah is pidyon aben, and the klal is the noshim pturis. And still we have psukim, we darshan, that noshim apote from these three mitzvahs. So even though it started off to say a clown, that every mitzvah say noshim apote, and every mitzvah say shleyaz man grama dem chuyiv, you see it's not true. There are exceptions to the clown. Ella, what does Rabbi Yochanan say? Ella, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, and lemeidim in a klolus. You can't learn out from a clown, even though it says in the beginning, kol mitzvah say shleyaz man grama, it says a clown. Still no. You came out now from the cloud. There are still some exceptions to the cloud. And on that dinner, Rabbi Yochanan was moisif, v'yafilu b'mokim shenema b'chutz. Even in a bigger chiddush, in a place where Mamre says chutz, like in our Mishnah says b'chol marvin, any type of food you could use to make an aruvah techumen with, and it says chutz min amayim. The only thing you know is water. So I would think that's padavka, just water you can't use, but everything else you could use. Still no, it's not called a good cloud. There are other exceptions that you cannot use for an aruvah techumen as well. So Rashi, ein lemeidim in aklolus. Kol hecha detnan klal leyamrina davku. We don't say it's for davku. Dika klal loy davku milsei. Dika milud lesnayo vihu klal ki hanach deyamrina lekamon. There are things that are not included in the klal. The afidu b'mokhan shnema b'chutz, midova ployne dika lemeima medyavku lahai vadai davku kloli. Since it says chutz an exception, mashma the klal is bedavka, what it means. It still could be shy and leave over some other things, and it doesn't leave over everything. What's now? Me to come, Rabbi Yechon, afilu, mekloud chi omar, lemilsei, lav hochi yomra, doch nema by chutz, o me milsei mashma, di aklolish, don nema by chutz, omra, o me shum hochi, omar afilu, kloima, loimi boy hechid, lo nema by chutz, el afilu mokosh nema by chutz, also it doesn't mean bedavka. So where did he say it on? The din in kedushin that noshim pturus perakam the kedushin yalav taima matzo drashi liel horishena choivas asehi. But the pasuk says the erev toichlo matzos over shakal yom the rest of Pesach im rotzel estapik bebosser bloy lechem ein choivah lov lechol. The rest of Pesach you don't have the chiyuv tit matzo. So only the first night you have the chiyuv mitzvah say tit matzo. So it's a mitzvah say shes man grumo and noshim am chiyuv in it. Simcha. We dashin v'rei noshim b'mashmi. Even noshim amuchiv in mitzvah simchas regel. Now matzah nami choyv lo noshim asech the psochim ekeisha lo teichlo lo chomet shivas yom teichlo lo matzah. Kol sheyeshnu ba teichlo chomet yeshnu b'kum echo matzah. Whoever's b'chal the lav not to eat chomet is b'chal the yes to eat matzah. But noshim yeshnu b'lo teichlo chomet the chol mitzvah loisa say noshim osaris ka noshim. But that's pshit every lav and ish is mechuyivin. So since there's a hekish of matzah to chomitz, and noshim ha-mechuyiv not to eat chomitz, in middle of the mechuyiv to eat matzah. Hakel, the moyid shenas ha-shmita, on sukis after moitzoy shmita, the chag ha-sukis ha-melech oimed al-bima, the koral of neyem mitzvahs mishnes Torah. He reads in front of them the mishnes Torah. Kedis to the soita. Uksiv ho-anoshim v'ha-noshim v'yataf. The pasuk says, klo, even noshim also have to go to that mitzvah. So even though it's the mitzvah says is man drama, still they're mechuyim of these three mitzvahs. On vayte Talmud Torah, noshim pturus dechsev limaratem oisom es b'nechem v'loy b'neseichem. Your daughters are potter from learning Torah. O peri of Rivya dechsev pru revu milu b'chivshu ish dak lichvash v'nisha dak lichvash. A man is a daro to go and capture things, so he has the chiyah pru revu. Noshim don't have the chiyah pru revu. Pidyon ab ben, pidyon, b'noy habchor, choyv al av. The father has to be paid to his son. V'lo yaleim, the mother is part of the gedushin. Shamin and lo midichsev tifte. V'kori be tipode. V'darshin kol shechayev liftois, chayev lipodois. Whoever has a chiv when they're born, if they're the Bechorim, there's a chiv to be poyed to them, then they have a chiv to be poyed to their children, as benoi. Now, the isha ain't a bechlal pidgin. A isha, a girl, has no din pidgin up with kipinyin bechoro, atzmo. The chiv bechor bonecho tipode, the afkir bechor of your children, of the boys. For loy benoi secha, not of the daughters. Since when the girls are born, there's no din pidyon b'chayra, who are din, when they have children, they are now mechuyev to be poyed to their children. So the kids say they are psukim to say that they are poyed from these three mitzvahs, even though the mitzvahs are say, shalei azman grumo. Elamai, when it says a lashon of a klal, kol mitzvahs are say, it's not for davka. It could be excluding some of them. And that's the right. And who are din by our Mishnah? Even our Mishnah says a lashon chutz. Still, it's not only water and salt that you can't use for erubat chumim. We'll soon see there are other things also you can't use for erubat chumim. So the Gemara, Omar Abaya, the Tema Rabbi Yirmiyah, Afana Nami Tanina. We also learn like this, that even in the place where it says a lashon klal, it doesn't mean it. Tanina, oid klal. They said another klal that what the hilchas tuma kol shenisa al gabe hazav tummy. Anything that's on top of the zav is tummy. If anything a zav is holding up something, anything on top of him also has tuma. So drashi kol shenisa al gabe hazav el yoyne shel zav. Anything on top of the zav, a person at the zav, anything on top of him also becomes tummy, even though he's not touching it. This is called kol shenisa. Anything on top of the zav that's up because of the zav is tummy. The pasuk says b'chol asheyia tachtov. Anything that's under the zav. Now the yomer perak b'nois kusim. The Gemara Nida says my tachtov. What does it mean under the zav? Inay matachtov the zav. If you want to say mamish literally, it means what's underneath the zav. Hainu mishkov. That's the mishkov of the zav. Elad means here b'chol asheyia hazav tachtov. Anything the zav is underneath. V'hainu elyoinu shel zav. It means what's on top of the zav. In other words, the zav is underneath it. So anything on top of the zav has tumah. Abi, it's on top of the zav, is leaning on top of the zav. That's called kol shenisa gabi azav is tummy. Vayta v'chol shazav nisolov. Any time the zav is on top of something else, in other words, something is underneath the zav, like the zav is lying or leaning or sitting on something. Alocher is tor. Those things are tor. Chutz only min haroyel lemishkav amoshev. Only something that's roi lemishkav amoshev, like a bed or a chair, only something that's oimed for the zav to sit on. Then there's a tumas mishkav amoshev. Vihodam, and a person also. Lo yitzui, a person is holding up a zav, the person also becomes tummy. But that's all. That's what this klal says. That what kol shenisa gabi yazav, v'chol shazav nisolov. Anytime the zav is on top of something, that thing is always tor. Chutz, the only time that it's tamei, only min a royal mishkav b'moshav, if he's sitting on a chair or lying on a bed, something that's royal mishkav b'moshav, who adin for yodim? If an adam is holding up the zav, the yodim becomes tamei. For the kasha, for sulekin, is there no other tumah that a zav is on top of that is not makabel tumah? Voika, there's another case where it is makabel tumah. Merkav, there's a tumah merkav. When a zav is riding on something, what he's sitting on is also tamei. The Gemara, high merkav, this that he's sitting on, like the saddle, what are we talking about? Hechidomi. Where's the case of a tumas merkav? That the zav is sitting on something. If the zav is like riding a horse, and he's sitting on the saddle, of a zoi haino moishav. That's mamish moishav. Because it's oimei to sit on a saddle. So if the zav is sitting on a saddle, it's very good that it's tamei. That's b'chlal the first case. That anything that the zav is on top of, that's mishkav moishav miyuchet v'im to sit on, his tak is makabel tumah. So what's the chiddush of merkav? Haino moishav. So the mara anan hochi kamrinan. This is what I mean to say. Ho'iko gabo di'uchva. That's the top part of the saddle. There's like the part you hold on to. You have a saddle you sit on, and the top part of the saddle comes up that you grasp it, that the zav grabs a hold of it. So the top part of the saddle the zav is not sitting on. He's sitting on the regular part of the saddle. But the top part of the saddle has a new chiddush tumas. It's called tumas merka. Since he holds on to it while he's riding, it also has a tumas that a zav is on top of. That's the kasha. How do you say only these things? Is makabel tumah, you left out merkav. There's a tumas merkav. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa. Ha'ukiv tomei moishav. The yukov, that means the saddle, the part on the saddle that the zav mamre sits on. Pshita, that's tumas moishav. The zav is sitting on it. The hatofus, but the top part of the saddle that the person grabs a hold of while he's riding, that's tumay merkav. That has a tumas merkav, a new type of a tumah. Even though it's not mamre sitting on it, it's called tumas tumay merkav. And the brisa left this out. The brisa said a klal that everything the zav is on top of is tor. Only, the only thing is tummy, only Mishkav and Moshev. I, the Bryce, left out Merkav. Elo, it's a Rayish, Maminon, and Lemaidim in Aklolis. Even though it says a cloud, everything the Zav is on top of is Tor, it's not Padiyak. There's another thing, Merkav, that's also tummy. The Yafilo, the Mokim, Shneemba, by Chutz. Even here, where it says the word Chutz, it says whatever the Zav is on top of is Tor, Chutz, the only thing is tummy, only Mishkav and Moshev and Hodam. So I would think it means Vedavka only these three things. Kamashko, no, still it could be leaving out something else. Like here, it left out Merkav. There's another Tumah, the Zav is on top of riding on a saddle. So the thing that he grasps, holds on to, that's also has a Tumah Merkav on it. See Rashi? Chutz min haroi lemishka v'moishav. Abu shein haroi tor. If a Zav is sitting on something that's not roi for him to sit on, it's tor. Kadiyama b'chayim b'kodesh, as the Gemara says in Chagigah, Yochel kofasol v'yoshev alei. You take a barrel and turn it upside down, and the zav will sit on it. Yei tomei, maybe it's tomei, because now he's sitting on it. Talmud loyma v'hayoshev alakli, asher yoshev olav. The pasuk says that he's sitting on. V'dashin mishe miyuchad yeshiva. It's kisei the oimei to be used to sit on. Yotzeze mashenk in this barrel, sheinu miyuchad yeshiva. It's not oimei to sit on. When you have to use the barrel, you tell this person, get up, I have to turn the barrel back over again and use it. So such a thing that's not meyuchu, the yeshiva, has no tumash mishka. So therefore, the only thing that's tumay, when a zav sits on, is only something that's meyuchu for him to sit on. The yodam, of adam is also holding up the zav, he's also tumay. Even if you're holding up the zav himself, you're also tumay. Tofus to ukav, yebalaz. When you're riding, you grab a hold of that piece of the wood. That's the new chiddush that has tumas merkav. Even though your not mom is sitting on it, you're only grabbing a hold of it. But since it's helping you ride, it has a tumas merkav on it. Yeah. So the kids, that's the klal here. That even though Amol it says in Lashon coil everything, it even says chutz. It's lav badafka. It could be some other things also are not included in this klal. So the Mara Amar Ravina, V'itema Rav Nachman, Afa na na mitanina. I also have a raya for this dach, that even though it says koil, it doesn't mean badafka. Avdin taninim. It says, na mishna v'chol ma'arvin u'mishtatvin. You can make an eruvet tchumim, any type of food. Again, the klase of eruvet tchum is, the moshe, you want to be able to walk more than alpayim amah out of your city. So before Shabbos, you put on Erev means you put some food outside the city, exactly alpayim amah out of the city, you put it down there, and the story is that a person always goes basar where his mazon is. So since his food is outside there, it blives as if the person is living there, and your mokim dira is where your food is. So mainly you have another alpayim amah from where you put the Erev. That's the klal of Erubet Chumin. So it says, b'chol marvin, you can make any type of food you put outside there is good for Erubet Chumin, or mishtatvin, who are then for shtufim voice. We have a mavui, and you want to be able to carry from the chotzer into the mavui, you have to collect food from everybody in the chotzer and put it in one of the chatzerim. That's called the shtufim mavois. Is any type of food you could use, chutz min amayim uvi hamelech. Only water and salt you can't use. Like it says in our Mishnah. For the Gemara, is that true? V'su leka. Is there no other food that's possible you can't use for an Erev? V'yo'iko kimeino patrios. There's mushrooms. Mushrooms also you can't use for an Erev etchumim. You can't use this food for Ruvet Chumim. Elish ma mina and lemeidim in aklolas v'afilu b'mokim shnema b'chutz. Even like here, which says the word chutz, still we can't learn out of the cloud. It says the cloud, everything you could use, it's not padavka. You can't use mushrooms either, you can't use. Yeah. The Rishonim HaMasbah, the Pshat is the saying, the vort of an Erev is that if you put your mazon where your food is, that's where a person's dir is. Your dir goes vort where your food is. If you put something choshev outside there, that's what you're going to eat, so it looks as if you're living there. Now, mushrooms has no chshivas to it. You don't fill yourself up from it, and you don't put it for a lifton. It doesn't help you eat the bread. Because there's two types of things you can use for an Erev. You could use something that's mamash mazon by itself, it satisfies you the way it is, or even if it's not satisfying by itself, but if it's lifton, if it's malafe tasapas, it makes you eat the bread better, so it's bottled to the bread, and it's mazon because it helps you eat the bread. Ma'ashenken kimeim apretrios don't help your feeder. It doesn't fill you up by itself, and it's not a lifton for the bread, therefore you can't use it for an erev. So even though the Mishnah only says water and salt, it's not padavka, you can't use this either. Yeah. What? We'll see about that. Right. So tomorrow, hakol nikach for kesef meiser. So the Mishnah says what? Anything you could buy for kesef meiser. Again, if you have meiser sheni, that's the peiris that grew in Eretz Yisrael. So meiser sheni, the din is, you're supposed to take the peiris and eat it in Yerushalayim. Let's say you have 100 pounds of apples, too heavy to carry. So the din is, you could be poider it on money. Wherever you live in Eretz Yisrael, you take the value of it and you poider it onto money. So you get your $100 bill, and now you take the money to Yerushalayim, and when you come to Yerushalayim, you buy food. You poider the money back onto food, and you have to eat that food in Yerushalayim. Now, what can you buy with your money? So saying now, Hakel, Mishnah says, Hakel nika b'kesef meiser. You can buy anything with kesef meiser.